Watch, Gen Z for Change chief scolds U.S. for generations of violence across the world, attacks occupier Israel. By Simon Kent on October 15, 2023. The U.S. is guilty of perpetuating violence across world for generations and Palestinians have been killed by Israel. An occupier for 75 years now actively bombing civilians. The executive director of left-wing lobby group Gen Z for Change, Elise Joshi, has warned. Joshi took to social media to air her grievances against the U.S. and Israel while claiming Indian, Ecuadorian, and American heritage and denouncing the use of U.S. taxpayer dollars for what she deemed as immoral and illegal causes. The 21-year-old said she has watched the U.S. perpetuate violence globally and as an Ecuadorian, Indian, America claims the need to stand with all movements of liberation. Joshi alleges in the social media post that Palestinians have been occupied for 75 years while the U.S. has been silent as Palestinians are murdered, forcibly removed from their homes and denied basic human rights. Now Israel is blocking water and electricity to 2 million Palestinians living in Gaza, half of which are children, while simultaneously bombing civilian populations, all with the consent of our president and out tax dollars. Gen Z for Change, formerly called TikTok for Biden, is an American nonprofit advocacy organization founded in 2020 that uses social media to stir civil action among members of Generation Z. Joshi is no stranger to lobbying the current Biden administration while pushing causes. Last year she was at the White House crying with joy as President Joe Biden hosted thousands of supporters celebrating legislation targeting climate change, as Breitbart News reported. "In that moment, I felt a lot of hope that the administration was listening to us," said Joshi, a California college student. Gen Z for Change has also aimed pro-labor campaigns targeting coffee chain Starbucks and Kroger Supermarket Group. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.